Welcome back to another episode of Cousins and BS, that podcast where we inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit, sharing Caribbean perspective on everything but the kitchen sink. I am Cousin Smishy V, and here with me tonight is the rest of the Cousin Gang to do that through their stories, experiences, and opinion. What up, family?
Guan guan, cuz.
Yeah, we are sick.
I am here grooving out to some reggae, you know, guys, it's Cousin Lele and Cousin Red. Anything exciting happened this week?
Nope, just work.
Same old BS.
Same old BS.
Watch rinse cycle when it comes to this.
I know. I don't know. I feel like the summer vibes is starting to set in. I'm kind of feeling it. I'm feeling groovy tonight.
Yeah.
Too hot. Not good for my life, goodness.
Well, guys, we have taken you all down memory lane over the last four episodes, leaving some of you oozing with nostalgia of the good old days and others with fresh insight of what life is truly like in the Caribbean. Tonight, we wanted to shake things up a little bit and share with you and maybe give a little advice on what dating in America can be like for Caribbean immigrants who are truly attached to the culture and keep putting up a resistance, like Barris Hammond once said in his famous well-played tune. So don't touch a button, we soon come back. And we are back. Every time I hear that Barris Hammond song, I just want to like rock away and do all the things that we do when we're back home, but let's jump right in. So, you know, some people share the notion, like many of us probably do, about how difficult or different it is just dating somebody that's from a different culture. And although that it can be fun sometimes, you know, with it's like undoubtedly like when you date somebody else that does not have the same cultural attachments like you have, it poses quite a challenge. And you might think that you have similar like ethnic background or because you are, you know, from the Caribbean, but you don't share the same nationality. Like it can be just as difficult as, you know, dating somebody that's totally not from the Caribbean at all. So we wanted to just talk about our experience that we have had, you know, now that we are Caribbean immigrants living in America, about dating outside of our culture or race, and give you guys some advice or call bullshit on what some people think might work that we don't really think is the answer to making out-of-culture relationship work. So guys, what do you all think first and foremost about dating outside your culture? Is that something you're open to? Is that something that you have done before? Or is it just a no-no and you're gonna just keep on putting up a resistance like Barris Hammond?
Well, I started in sixth grade, so I'm fully in depth.
What am I, prime?
You started dating in sixth grade?
Hell yeah, this is America. This is norm.
I started young too. I feel like everybody's.
It's the norm. This is America. This norm. You go meet the parents. You go to movies. Matter of fact, the parents.
So many very safari.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the parents drop you off to the movies. Mm-hmm. It's just the norm.
Oh my God. Let's not even talk about that. I didn't have like my first boyfriend that I was dating until I was like in the sixth form at Hampton, and my dad stopped talking to me for about 3 months. So and I was about to graduate to go to college. So let's not
even well, that's the norm in Jamaica.
But Lele, like how are you, is this something that you're also open to?
I mean, other than being born American, mm-hmm. but dating another American, mm-hmm. it's the worst. Like, it gives me such a bad taste for some reason. I don't know if, first of all, I'm bad at when it comes to the whole dating
right.
thing, but, but dating another American, it just seems weird. It just seems off.
But what about non-American? What about, like, other immigrants, like, say, Asian or, you know, other Caribbean nationalities that live here in America that you've crossed paths with?
I never dated an Asian, but I definitely would.
Okay.
Because it's different.
Okay.
Jamaicans, I just love my Jamaicans.
I am with you on that one. Like, there is nothing to me like a Jamaican guy. Like, there's just something about it. I mean, like, it's not even like Islanders. Like, I don't care which part of the Caribbean you come from or how much you can relate to the Jamaican culture. There is just something about a Jamaican guy that is so irresistible.
Even though them give a beer headache.
Oh my God. Listen, they are the worst.
full disclaimer. So, Jamaican man, terrible lovers. Terrible.
Hey, not all of them. Don't do that.
Are you a terrible lover, Ren?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a good lover.
So how you want to just go out there and just say that about Jamaican guys are terrible lovers? You not Jamaica?
Yes, I am. But I'm being... There's always a 1 percentile in everything in life. But why work so hard to find it?
Why not?
That's the question for the female.
Because it's worth preserving. It gives you hope. You know, okay. It's like that little pot of gold at the end of the rainbow kind of thing.
No, I agree. I agree. Yeah, mm-hmm. I am that pot at the end of the rainbow.
Oh, my God.
So I know. But I got a question. So mm-hmm. We have to lay some ground rules to like, as far as dating, what are we talking about? A couple of dates, months, sex? What are we talking about? No, how far does it have to be?
Dating. Well, I guess maybe we should make that clear. That's perfect. That's a perfect segue to say. So dating doesn't mean intimate to that extent. So you hang out, you have a good time, you're trying to see where it goes, but it hasn't gotten there. I mean, if you want to share a story about to that extent, but everything is on the table. But when we're talking about dating, in the definition of what dating is actually mean, it's like, okay, the courting stage. So you meet somebody, you're trying to get to know them. Like, how do you unblock that first layer of saying, oh my God, like, I can't do this, because here comes the language barrier. Here comes, like, if Miga say, you know, like, there are different ways of communicating in a relationship. Some people communicate through music, you know, like the different love languages. There's so many different layers, but how do you...
Before we get any farther in this episode, can I put a full disclaimer?
Okay.
I like to put full disclaimer for anyone related or know my wife, stop listening now. full disclaimer, okay? Full disclaimer. All right?
So I should get off? Lele, let's go.
No, you, okay. You're good. You gotta be a part of this, but I'm putting a full disclaimer.
Okay.
You can't, what happened in the past is in the past. So
why is nobody getting your feelings or anything?
Yeah, like, that's a good thing. The past is the past. And let's not use names. Let's just call them Yingling, call them Big Head. You use a regular Jamaican name. Should you have a big foot or a big toe, just call her that. A big foot that you may have talked about. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, shrimpy or something like that, you know? Black uncle girl, right, but yeah.
I got my disclaimer out of the way, so I can be fully engaged.
Okay, Lele, you got a disclaimer you want to throw out there too?
My man better not get nothing feeling.
Oh, so you put it out there that you got a man. Okay.
Fancy a Jamaican man, yeah, that would be one of the most jealous things for up on the earth.
Not even dry crackers couldn't choke him tonight. But I would go ahead, Red.
That's the next funny thing about Jamaican man. You know, man, I'm jealous, but love to eat more bun and taste this.
I wouldn't say it's jealousy to the point of insecurity, which that is the number one thing that I despise the most about Jamaican men. And even though I think there's nothing sexier in the world than a Jamaican guy, like the way they walk and talk, especially like a very, you know, well put together Jamaican man, like that is the downside for me. Like every time I would say to myself, like, I will never entertain the notion of another Jamaican man. I just can't get
over the hump.
Yeah, to say, okay, now I'm open to dating an Asian or a Caucasian or even somebody from Trinidad or Barbados. Like, I can't.
I thought my lover was going to be from Trinidad, but that never worked.
Like, me and you have to go fight over shotgun bait versus Akian Savage. No, we're not doing that. Not today.
Is it pure cultural, or is it just a mindset?
Let's just dig into it. So people always say, like, so the first advice, like, you know, like, people always tell me about dating somebody that's outside of my culture is to be open to finding love outside of what you're used to. And don't put pressure on yourself or the other person. I feel like, you know, everybody always say expectation is the killer of every good relationship or every good thing. But for me, and maybe this is just like the household that I grew up in or, you know, where I grew up. For me, like, what I look for in an ideal partner is somebody that I can relate to in an unspoken language. So, you know, like that thing where nobody can truly understand it unless they're from Jamaica, like a song would play or like no, like a song will come on the radio. Like, have you never had that connection with somebody? Say you're at home one day, you're vibing, you're cooking in the kitchen, a song come on and the two of them just look playing each other. You don't have to say anything else, or you're both out and you see something and you don't even have to say anything. Like, you understand.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Or someone trying to say, room pump in the skin.
Right. Or like, you know, like, I don't have to. Like, I think my thing is, and it could just be coming from a level of frustration where I don't want to have to teach you to be the kind of person that, you know, like, I don't want to have to. It's that barrier. It's like, it's the language barrier. It's the food barrier. It's the
Let me slide in here because, all right. So I am very versatile in depth in this category. I am fully qualified
in being open. So talk about
my PhD.
Do you have a PhD in what?
In this subject.
In teaching people how to be open to finding love. Okay, so you give me some pointers.
I can't teach nobody finding love. You have to find your love.
Yeah, but do you think it's beneficial though for people to be?
I can only share my experience, and you learn from my experience. Like, you know, like if me see one man I walk right, I need jump now a hole. Me now go by this. That's the only thing. So
what?
So I can only share my experience and
okay.
And
so let me kind of frame it then. So you have had experience with dating outside of your immediate culture, like you have dated. Okay, I have a lot of experience.
I am PhD qualified.
Okay, so you are PhD qualified with dating outside. For all of these relationships that you've had, which are outside of your culture, did you enter them with like a open mind without expectation, or was it like a whole different agenda? Like, you just see a nice girl and you don't really care what she look like because the connection is not that important to you. You're just like a mashamit. Is that what it is?
Well, that's 50%.
Exactly.
That's 50% the formula.
Exactly. And that's 50% where women don't come from, because for you all, it's primarily physical.
That's why I'm fully qualified, because I probably covered the globe.
But you're not, though, because you're entering it with the gain. So you're thinking...
No, I enter with hopes of making something happen, but...
For long term?
Yes, there's some obstacles, and that's what I'm here to share
okay
with the listener.
Go ahead.
So, I'm probably gonna use three examples because it pretty much will cover the spectrum of dating outside of culture.
Well, let's not rush into it. We still have 7 more tips to go, but okay.
Okay, well, yeah. I told you, I can't win a PhD. I have the PhD in outside the culture relationship.
Okay.
So how do you want to proceed? Do you want to...
Yeah, like I want...
Hear about the failures?
No, like drop it like it's hot, like Lele said. Like for you... When you went into these relationships, like you said, you went into some of them wanting more than just, you know, intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Were they successful? I mean, obviously not, because you're married to a Jamaican, but okay, I'll let you.
Why you gotta put the spoiler out there?
I'm just saying. I want to see how you're gonna spin it, but do your thing.
One of my first serious relationship that I really out of the culture is I started talking to this girl. She was half Mexican and half Italian.
Okay.
And she was very in touch with her culture.
Mm-hmm.
But when she found out about my culture, she automatically adapted.
That's because a lot of women.
Hold on. Okay. Which is a thing that Jamaican culture have. They have the power to pull in a lot of people into the culture. And we started talking. Within 3 months of talking, she took a cruise to Jamaica.
Okay.
Now, if you know me, my big thing is I need to be back home.
Yeah.
She was fully on board. She checked every box. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sign me up. Shorty's cute. I can see the kids. It's beautiful. Oh, on top of it, she was a PA too.
Okay.
So, you know, everything seemed to line up. It was going great until we got to Thanksgiving. She invited me to Thanksgiving.
I think I've heard this story.
Nothing like a Thanksgiving.
Nothing like an American Thanksgiving to make things.
Exactly. Yep. So I show up to Thanksgiving. Now, granted, at the time, we shared a same workplace. Mm-hmm. Me, her, and her mother. So I know her. I knew her mother. So I go to the house. I ring a doorbell. Mm-hmm. And the mother answered the door. And she's like, what are you doing here, Keith? And I'm like, I'm here. I'm the guest. And she's like, really? So I come in. And she starts introducing me to her siblings. And I'm like, I know of 3 biological siblings. I guess these are step because there's 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so we go across the room to like the dining area and she's like, hey, this is my mother. I'm like, and at that moment, I'm like, I know your mother.
So you did not know this? She had 2 moms.
Yes, she has 2 moms. So right there and then, in my head, I can imagine the baby shower where my mother, my grandmother show up and they're like, I wouldn't rise. And like right there and then, I knew this was a sinking ship.
Because,
you fucked up.
Because, right? And then, can I tell you, or do you already know why? It's because of that cultural attachment where you were just like, this is so far out of my cultural comfort zone. Like, I can't pursue this for the long term.
Exactly. And, you know, I could just hear my own mother say, we don't want to buy the fish, granny.
Oh,
you know?
We apologize. We are very open and loving to all human beings. This is a safe place.
But that's the Jamaican culture. Jamaican.
But it is the culture, right?
We're still Jamaican. So, right.
And I will say this, though. Like, for you, you had those boxes that you were checking. But I believe, like, for her, she was also checking boxes. Because, you know, like, when people think about dating a Jamaican, they start thinking, oh, my God, what can I gain from this relationship? Like, Jamaicans are creative. Like, They make great travel partners. Like you said, she immediately took a cruise to Jamaica. She probably started thinking, oh, now I'm going to learn some patois or get introduced to some, you know, exotic food. Or you can always make her happy. You know, all the vibrant things about...
She's about family, which Mexican, Italians are about family. Jamaicans right. are about family. Right.
But... Go ahead.
It was going to be hard. I tried to, in my mind, I twisted, I turned it, mm-hmm. I did the math, you know, it just didn't add up.
Yeah.
It just, it was hard. The way I see it is like, you know, maybe we have a private baby shower and then like, no thanks, and you know, we can get away. But we know fully that's not going to happen.
Mm-mm. No. It would have never been a very accepting thing at first. And y'all know family gatherings, it's just probably going to be that conversation that happens after you leave about all of this stuff.
Exactly.
But
Jamaicans are very judgmental. Oh, my God.
We are, but we pretend like we are not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think they call it seek for.
So is it a good advice to say to our listeners or to folks that entering a new relationship, like you should be open and not put pressure on yourself or others, or should you enter being cautious and understanding that, hey, there is a clear distinction between this person and myself, and we totally have, you know, like, instead of trying to say, okay, I'm going to put it behind us, let us just be, you know, no expectation, this whimsical, non-realistic, should we just be straight up and say, hey, listen, these are your beliefs, these are my beliefs, this is your cultural, you know, background, this is my cultural background, how do we meet each other halfway if we want to make this work? Why pretend that you're open when all you're going to end up doing is resenting the person in the end, because you're comparing everything against what you learned growing up or what you're accustomed to? So which is it? Do we?
I say follow your heart. Whatever your heart tells you, just follow your heart. Don't worry about your family. Don't think about your friends. Follow your heart. Your happiness. That's my opinion.
So, well, for me,
yeah.
When I step into a relationship, I think not only just my heart, but I think about, like, what my family would think of.
Right.
You know, I think it's more of the family, like...
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day...
It's a big thing.
You're always going to have your family. Mm-hmm. That person can always walk out of your life. You
right.
know, so it's just, like, whatever makes me happy, plus... As long as my family has that chemistry with my partner,
then that's a double whammy, right?
Yeah.
And you know, if you pick up the scrub, they're gonna make you know.
Exactly, I feel like one of the biggest thing for me, like when I meet somebody new, like the first thing, and I know this is putting the cart before the horse or whatever, like. Because I'm not a casual date. I'm not a casual dating kind of person. Like, I'm a relationship person. So if I meet somebody, I'm just going to say, how can this person, like, literally go in front of my father and say, I want to marry your daughter? Like, what would my father think if this person were to ever approach? And if I can't see beyond that, it doesn't even make sense. Because, like Lele said, like, family is everything to me. And yes, it's one thing for me to like you, but I'm not going to ever feel content at the end of the day knowing that if it's my siblings, I don't give a fuck about that. But if my mom and dad, it don't sit well with them,
yeah.
I can't. It's going to be, not that it can't happen, but it's going to be a hard, it's going to take a lot of working on. You better do what?
I remember I was trying to talk to this, sorry to cut you off, right? This guy from Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know this guy from, like, I was, like, 15 mm-hmm. growing up. And we always came, like, my religion's pretty much different or whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
that person claimed that they're a big Christian or whatever. So they're mm-hmm. like, oh, if we do get together, married, you're gonna have to change your whole religion.
The fuck first of not. All,
when you met me, it wasn't, you never stepped to me and be like, oh, what's your religion off the bat?
Exactly.
Like, you never fell for me because of my religion.
Right.
So I feel like when it comes to like certain things, like either whether religion, whatever, like, mm-hmm. I don't mind. As long as I believe in God. Mm-hmm. It don't matter if you're Christian or right. Jew or whatever. Like, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter to me. You know, as long as I know you're very religious or whatever.
It's so funny that, go ahead, Red.
You touched on an important point. Like, I should not be changing anything for no one.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's how you phoned me. Like, listen, mm-hmm. my wife is a true and true Christian.
Yes.
I tell her I go to church once a month with her if she wants. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stopping her, but I have no intention of going.
But you do not believe in God, though, right?
Let's say that for a different episode.
I mean, everybody believes there's some form of God, whether, you know,
or supreme being. Living.
Yeah.
Right.
But I feel like no one should tell you to change your religion right. just because you're going to marry to them. Like,
but I will say this, though.
To answer Cousin Missy.
Yeah.
I believe in all the gods.
Okay.
I cover, that's the thing.
Yeah, so you believe that there is something more superior than you are.
I don't know. Something I don't know someone, nothing about.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
But there is an external force, right?
Yes.
I will say definitely. This, though. I was dating a Jamaican guy living here in America. And, like, after, like, you know, a couple weeks of hanging out, like, it came up that it was in a conversation, like, he wasn't outright saying it, but the notion was on the table that I don't really believe that there is a God, or I don't believe in a God. It was more like I'm an atheist, but he wasn't saying that straight out and forward. Okay, go ahead.
To be an atheist, that means you have to believe in the opposite. So if there's an opposite, there has to be an other side.
No, he just believes that there's nothing.
Just not, okay.
Right, there's nothing at all. There's no right or wrong, hell or heaven, nothing at all.
That's different.
Right, and so it was funny because, like, after I ended it, I was like, oh, I can't do this. His first words were, oh, God, Jesus, no, please don't do that. I'm like, so now you believe in a God?
I would have, you know, smart. I'd have been like an angel that's walking out my life. boy, did I have no chance.
Exactly. I'm like, you got God have to give you a miracle. Which God? The God that you don't believe in? Like, what are you talking about?
No. So, I mean, I don't want to take us down that road. But growing up in Jamaica, we're very Christian based. So
Jamaican have the most church per capita. We know this.
Exactly.
Next to bars.
It'd be fool of me to say that, but when you look at the biggest spectrum and like realize that more people in this world don't practice the Christian religion,
right?
And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's neither near or there. Let's keep it moving to right. next. Religion plays a big part, especially in this country, because there's a lot of Catholics, Catholicism, Hinduism, Buddhism, all kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and what I've realized over the years, it's the first generation, which being me. Anyone that's a first generation fighting hard.
First generation what?
First generation, any race, like first generation.
You're not
guy.
First generation, nothing. What are you yes, talking?
Hold on, maybe me wrong. Oh yeah, I am.
How?
Yeah, like, no, I'm saying Jada, my daughter would be first generation, right? Here, I'm talking.
Oh, here. Okay, got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking in the country. You're stuck. You're still. You came with your old ways.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I find it hard that anyone that's here first to find that acceptance or understanding. You know, if you go down the chain, it's a little more relaxed. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And because we are already accustomed to something, you know, like Have you ever tried Spanish oxtail?
No.
Exactly.
Why is there a Spanish oxtail?
Because they make oxtail too. That's it. They make oxtail too. That's the thing.
It's beef. Come on.
Exactly. So that brings me.
They got no purpose messing around with oxtail, but I'm joking.
Oxtail's a poor people food that became expensive for some reason.
Because of Jamaica.
No. So that brings me into my next relationship dilemma.
Uh-huh.
I started dating an Asian girl. And let me tell you, if you don't know me, I am a picky eater. I am a smell, taste.
Wait, you say you went to the zoo? Haitian or Asian?
No. Yeah. No. Asian.
Asian. A or H? Asian.
You know Jamaican chat, buddy. No.
Where's Asian? A, Chinese?
No.
Japanese?
No. Korean? Cambodian.
Okay.
Cambodian.
Okay.
So somebody better call Uber. Anyway, so you know Jamaican cooking style is different.
We talked about that on our other previous episode. Definitely. Exactly. We have our own methods of doing stuff.
Now you start dating someone from a different culture. Mm-hmm. That's in depth in their culture now. And
they think their thing is the shit, right?
Of course. But here's the thing. Like, imagine a guy bring you 50 roses and you don't think he brought you enough. Right?
What 50 that ago?
Is how,
right.
That's how other people's food is to me. Like,
yeah.
It's if it has to look, it has to smell, and you have to feel a certain texture. And and that is a, no matter how much I was into her, the food is like, no matter what she made me, I was like, I already ate. Even when my belly is rolling around the street.
So, which leads me to the next point. Don't you think when you are dating somebody outside of your culture that you should be open to learn as much about your partner's culture and encourage them to do the same about yours? So maybe, yes, she loved making oxtail or Spanish oxtail or Asian oxtail the way she learned how to do it. But now that it's also a well-known delicacy in the Caribbean, would you not be opposed to teaching her to combine and maybe you guys could reach in the middle and have a Jamaican oxtail.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
No, I'm just saying, if this person checked all of the boxes except for the food, you know, can't show her and say, yo, instead of using this, put a little bit more brown in, add some ketchup. Maybe she not add no ketchup in her head. Andre, on a meet halfway, and then before you know it, boom, you don't love Jamaican oxtail anymore, but she don't love Asian accent anymore when I have no one.
Stop your fostering.
Lele, what you say?
Be open-minded, sorry.
Hey, now you just tell yourself to be open-minded.
Yes, but there's certain things. I love soup, but certain things people consider soup is not soup.
Why don't you put a little soy sauce or something like a soup on?
People start telling me both eat soup rather than drink soup, me and them are going to fight. So that's another
thing. Exactly. I mean, it limits you because we're so confined in our way, you know.
And because we're such a expressive set of people, too.
Even being Jamaican, you know, not a certain Jamaica. It's just... it's hard. It's not our fault. Listen, it's not our fault. I remember the first junk food I had. I was probably like 9 years old, the first junk food I ever had in my life. All my life is cooked food on dinner time every evening. Mm-hmm. You know, you're accustomed to certain things. But
yeah.
I'm allergic to seafood, I'm allergic to pork, so that limits me on what I can
eat. All right, one.
You know? So it's not easy. I mean, if I could just climb over that hump, we would have been fine. because there's some banging Asian dish.
Okay, you know? Lele, what do you think? Do you think it's important to meet the other person halfway? Open to accepting aspects of their culture and teaching them aspect of your culture.
Yes, I think, especially if you want to be open-minded, I mm-hmm. think it's good to go halfway, you know, to mm-hmm. learn their culture, they learn your culture.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like when it comes to things like that, like, you always have that one-minded person.
Well, here, it's not the one-minded thing. This moves us right into the next point. What it takes for you to teach somebody the aspect of your culture and then learn the aspect of their culture is that you have to be patient with the person.
I don't have patience for nothing.
Me not have patience is like forgiveness.
Just patience is virtue, like.
Mm-hmm. Patience is like when they say, if you forgive and forget. I will forgive you, but me not gonna forget. So let's talk about the patience.
The only patient we know, I'm on the run on Shapota Road.
Patient's dead. The only Clarice left. No, calm down. R.I.P. my patient. But I'm just saying, that is a big thing, or which it poses a big barrier for not all, but most Caribbean people, because patience is something that I feel, I mean, I could be speaking out of turn. I feel like a lot of us struggle with, because we're used to just being up and ready, like, you need something done, like, you're just gonna go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and so, the time you sit there explaining to someone, it's feel like you're just a waste of time.
Exactly. And then supposing not even work out, might as well you gotta take the hot take from one Jamaica man, we ain't have to explain nothing to. You cook mackerel and rice, and you're gonna yam them eggs.
I'm the opposite, y'all. I can dip into a different culture, but there's certain things that hinder you. There's certain things that stop you.
Yeah, like, but you dip your toe. Dipping does not mean committing. If you dip your toe, you just try it out. We're talking about dating for the long term.
If you don't try it, you won't like it. But I'm saying, like, food is a big factor. I can't come home.
Here, this and all. Sound like some real Jamaican wanga god. Love your belly.
Yeah, I can't. Listen, can you come home to chicken head soup? I don't want to come home to chicken head soup.
That's how that song, you know.
There's certain things you can't turn a blind eye to.
You like, is a yummy show.
Come when you want, but like, I can go to mosque with you. I can, you know, I can do the three New Years for the year. That's fine by me. I understand. I get it. No big deal. But like, physical, like, I come home from a hard day at work, and you tell me you made fish liver tea. I'm like, that's not gonna work for me. Like, that's
wonton soup.
Yeah, there's no meeting halfway there. Like, it's just.
Okay, so meeting halfway could be she don't cook and y'all eat out or go to your parents or your side of them.
Y'all better can't cook.
And then the thing is, I'm not. So it's funny because I cook for her mm-hmm. and she loves it. Which,
it's hard to not like Jamaican food. I mean, come on.
So, did she cook for her? Did she cook for you?
Yes, but that's the thing. I'm there forcing this piece of chicken, boxing this chicken around the plate like a 400. Looking at it, how am I going to? It's white and it smells funny. Like, how am I going to fuck? Like.
That's the hard part.
Like, you know, someone want to show you affection through cooking and taking care of you, and you're like, I tell her I love soup, and she's like, oh, I'm making soup, and the soup is full of star flour and jasmine, and it smells like cinnamon. I'm like,
a porridge, a rice porridge.
I'm like, I can't drink. It's a certain, you know what I'm saying? That's, to them, it's insulting. It's like you make something really good for your man and they don't want it because mm-hmm. it's like, no, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like one of the things that I struggle with when, because like being here in America and living here in America, like when I go out, I get approached by people from different race. It doesn't matter. Like I just look to them in what I think is like a, I don't know why they always call people this, because people cannot be exotic, but like an exotic kind of thing that they want to try. No, stay away from me. But I'm saying I am never, like, I can't be open to get over that line, because it's just like, even when people say, you know, there are different ways to communicate, I'm like, okay, if I play a Dexter Dap song for you, a Vibes Cartel, or even a Berries, a Tanya, you name it, a gospel song, Master Griffith, are you going to even understand what it's saying? Because if there's a language barrier and I can't communicate with you, you speak a different language, I speak a different language, what are we going to use? Google Translate? Like, I've experienced that before. When I was in South America, I met this guy. I was, like, sitting down one night having dinner at a small, cute cafe on the side of the road, and this guy passed up and down, like, about four times, and then he goes inside a restaurant, and he comes out, and he's like, are you dining alone? Like, I could tell that his English was very poor. He spoke French, and I was like,
limited.
Right, you know, poquito, like, very small. And I was like, yeah, and he's like, he was basically trying to say, like, can I join you? And, like, for the 15 minutes he was sitting down there, we were literally talking through Google Translate. I was typing in stuff on my phone, showing it to him, and I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not about to go, like, he was fine as hell. Everything.
Was it exciting?
It was exciting. But after 15 minutes, I'm like,
I'm pretty sure you got a headache from it.
Yeah, because then he was basically trying to say, do you want to go dancing after here? And I was just like, yeah, I want to go dancing, but do I really want to, like, spend my time with you when I could probably meet somebody else that spoke English?
And even when you guys dance, you're probably not going to do much talking.
Exactly, because I don't even know. I'm not going to try to pull my phone, especially when you're in a foreign country. The last thing you want is to have a flashy phone out and about so people could, you know, snatch it. Like, you're not trying to do that. And I'm just like, we're no good for each other. Like, this is just going to be a Lady and the Tramp kind of situation where we sit down and eat pasta together and then you walk your end and I want my end. Like,
yeah.
I can't. I think that's, maybe I should have learned a second language, but I don't feel like I will ever learn one if I don't live.
It's not just language. It's more than language.
Yeah.
It has more to do than language. Yeah. So I came here at a young age, mm-hmm. and I only dated two Jamaican girls, mm-hmm. while I was in this country. Two.
Right.
Two.
Okay.
Two in a million. Incredible odds.
Two out of a million.
Stick up pain.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not the same when you date someone that's living in the same state as you, even though you guys have the same culture. I think it's still different too.
Yes, Lele. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Like, a lot of people from the Caribbean, they come here and they adapt a different, it's almost like a watered down kind of Caribbean experience.
Now I see why you only dated the two.
Yeah, because I would never, I've dated one Jamaican guy that lived outside of the Caribbean, and it was the worst, not doing it. Like you said, like, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's like Jamaican at that point.
To be honestly brutal, no, we narrowed it down. So I'm at the point where, like, if you're not from St. Elizabeth, I might have even talked to you.
No, Big Z, I took it too far. I took it too far.
That's how narrow my pool. I went from a wide pool to this.
No, first of all, you went next door, Dongi Road. Yep. You know what? Your wife might be your cousin who's not your cousin, but it's really your cousin.
You never know. Don't do ancestry DNA
or 123, whatever they call it.
Are you thinking of, like, a lean side here? Yeah.
So with that said, now, Lele, like what you said about, you know, even dating Caribbean folks that now live here, it's not the same. How do you feel about long distance relationship then? Because, like, if you are putting up a resistance to all these other cultures that are, like, you know, readily available to you for dating, and then the Caribbean folks that are here are so washed out and watered down that it's not the same, would you be open to dating somebody still living in Jamaica while you are here? Like, would you?
I feel like I'm the queen of long distance relationships.
Oh, shoot.
All of my relationships are long distance.
Really? Well, tell us some more about that. Because
Lele, I have good news. I also have a PhD in long distance.
I will say I have double PhD in that from my long distance relationship. But I will also say, because of that experience, to me, long distance relationship, no, I just view it as a death sentence. Like, forget it. Like, I'm not doing it.
My younger days, yes, it was fun. Mm-hmm. But at this age, I'm not that old, but at this age, I don't have patience for
be real.
If we're not on the same page and paid as soon as possible, like,
listen, no sense. As a matter of fact, if you live more than an hour away from me, forget it.
All I worry about now is the cuckoos. That's it.
No, it's not even that. But for me, in that situation, like Lele said, the older you get, for me, absent does not make the heart grow fonder. No.
Hey, can we get a stop there? That is a really old ass word.
Ben, you already on top of your life already. You know, you have the kid, you have the wife.
So why are you trying to talk about cuckoos? This is not the episode for cuckoos.
We are
going to have an episode come up where we talk about the translation and the weird ass name that we call things.
All right, I've been in three serious relationships and they've all been long distance.
But how do you do it? But that's because you don't care. It's different for you.
Well, one, I'm a man, so my emotions might be different from y'all.
You think?
True.
You think?
I'm just saying.
And you dating the deacon of the church, holy positive. I'm just
saying. Listen, females still have their needs too, but.
True.
The downside of long distance is the physical company. In today's world, we have so much technology. You can fall asleep to get on the phone.
Yeah, but you know what that creates? It creates a monster. It creates codependency because when you're so accustomed to using that to fill the gap and that distance, when you can't have it, making your phone battery go dead one day around the time where you will be calling. I dead him dead now.
Well, listen, I'm learning. I'm not a female. Yeah. I don't see that way.
Who's money going to chat to?
Exactly. Make you drop asleep one night, tired and accidentally drop asleep. Make your phone upon silent after recording a podcast because you have to put it on silent. You drop asleep.
Story come up,
bro. How you here, say? I was worried about you. I was about to call the cops. What's going on? The fuck? I fell asleep, dog. Calm down.
So hold on now.
Chill.
So that's the next category. I hold a PhD in not being jealous.
Oh, shut up. You.
I'm just saying. I mean.
Let your wife come on for a girls' weekend with me and Leia. Yes.
I would. Did Leia know this?
I've been asking for it.
I want to sign up for pole dancing.
You want to sign her up for pole dancing?
Yeah.
Go sit down.
Yeah. Pole dancing is fun now.
You've done it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just take...
It's a good workout.
Just take Pure Bar.
You can't think the slutty way of it, but it's a good workout.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of folks that I interact with on social that actually use it as a means of exercise.
Yeah.
You know what the worst thing is? Mm-hmm. When a woman have a bumper, I don't know if you use it.
TMI.
You mean I call in here?
But you don't even have to. But I'm also thinking, going back to what we just said about, you know, viewing long distance relationship, well, at least for me, as a death sentence, like, do you think that it would work if you make sure that your values and expectation align with the other person's values and expectation? Do you think that that is how you make a long distance relationship work when you're dating outside your culture or dating somebody in your culture, but back home in your home country?
I think you have to value it because I think that comes with respect. But at the end of the day, this whole long distance relationship, that's high school days, your early 20s. Right now, if you're not trying to build a future, yeah, a foundation and all of that, yeah, stuff, like...
Listen, yeah, listen. Too much camera out there, Jamaica, for the long distance relationship.
Stop!
I would not even attempt that.
I don't even talk about that too, because the men are doing, like, I would never date another guy.
But you know what?
No.
I can't understand. The man them for just build and just make the woman them feel special because y'all get your little crumbs and you just get your little, you know.
There's no 101, Westman. Westman 101. Calm down. No. Nobody with that. Men, I feel like a lot of Jamaican men now are literally like, I'm not saying that tradition doesn't change and it's very important to preserve tradition, but I'm not saying, oh, you know, the time and the days are definitely gone when the man is the sole provider. 50-50, but me not talk about no 100-0, while a lot of these men are just sitting down and waiting for the woman to take care of them. If you're up on a hard time and you're in a slow season, that's different. But 100% of the time, waste man.
What you said, Smithy, you never come out clean, I'm a white clogs, I'm a street jeans, everything.
Worse homie stink, the worst thing they get, the way homie face the ass stink. Listen, I'm not saying that you need to make as much as I do, but you better be contributing something. Like, no.
So that's the next subject.
That's a whole topic. That's not even...
Why are Jamaican men so intimidated by the woman making more money than them?
That is a whole nother topic. I don't know, because they got dick micropenis issues. I'm not going to talk about it. I don't know why, though. Before you elevate your woman and you talk her up. But that is not what we're talking about tonight. We are talking about...
Listen, we all know females are smarter than men, so
by far,
that's right.
It's just natural, right, for them to make more money than mm-hmm. us. But why? I mean, I'm happy right now. Mm-hmm. If I gotta move up, I gotta find a woman that can pay for my support, child support, and her support.
You're a mess. Well, let's talk about, like, guys, we are coming up on the hour. We didn't even, like, take a break tonight. Like, this conversation was flowing. But if you're in a long-distance relationship, you know, first date, and, like, things are moving great, like, you guys are, you know, on the same page, like, you have the same expectation, the same values, like, will you make that leap, that move? Like, would you move back to the Caribbean to be with that person long term if, you know, it became more and you're thinking about children? Or would you move to another country for that person if it's somebody outside of your cultural? I will say firsthand, I did it. I moved to a whole other fucking country for love. I mean, school and love. But what would you guys, I mean, it has its moments, but
So Smithy, you probably know. So one of my three serious relationships was, my goal is to get back home.
Right.
And I thought I found the perfect foundation mm-hmm. to accomplish that. So, you know, but I grew up with my grandmother, and she obviously had to pressure test everything. So
shit. How much time you got to pressure test it?
Every time. Oh. Every time. Because the one time you don't pressure test it, you're going to leak.
But you know what? That on a male side of it, and Lele, you can back me up. On a male side of it, it looks like you're being thorough and you look like you're pressure testing it. On the female side of it, when you pressure and you put all of that, you know what you get called? Oh my God, you can't please. Your standards too high. You're crazy. Like, what do you expect? Like, you gotta low. Now I gotta lower my expectations and compromise because these people are not built like Jamaican men. No build the way they used to build. Like them back no broad enough. They can't take a little bit of test me. I test you. You know, listen, the man. My first boyfriend that I dated outside of high school going into college, like when we had an argument and you push the button, like this is what you call true pressure test. This could be 1 o'clock in the morning, then time the free nights are run pon phone. And you talk till 3 o'clock in my mind and 5 o'clock in my mind. If I said me hang up the phone 2 o'clock. I mean, I answer. If he call 3 times, I mean, I answer the phone. In the next hour, in that window, I throw rocks to him. Because you got to see how far this motherfucker is going to go. He's going to left out of bed. When taxi now run, he's not have no care. I check like a man in a cup. This is love, baby. That is pressure testing. That is what you got.
So much movie.
It's not, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying things did not work out between us. But I saw a meme one time that it said, "My kind of guy is like when we block him on all social media and phone. He sends me a fucking email. Hey, baby, now you really want to talk to me." These men nowadays, you block them on social media. You don't answer your phone. That's it.
To the next.
That's it. Exactly. I'm like, so don't tell us about pressure testing. It don't work that way for us. Back in the day, pressure testing used to work. Then new man, yeah. Then live with their mother. Then so you said they're not built like Leland truck anymore, cause. No, they sound like Zimba Gizana. We can't manage.
So I think my personal opinion is when you love someone, you care about someone, you want to make it work. Mm-hmm. You can go as far, in my personal opinion, and my personal gauge is you can go as far as not losing identity. Like, and for instance, cars are a big part of my life. Ain't no woman coming in my life and telling me to sell my cars.
Okay. Right? Which they shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. But you find it and you see it all the time. Like where people give up things they love or they care about, the sacrifice to make, you know, a relationship work. And as my opinion, like, you can go as far as you want once you're not losing your identity.
I mean, that's true.
Not to cut you off, but that I feel like these days, especially like a lot of relationships, they always tend to, you know, please their partner and then lose themselves and... You like you lose true happiness,
and
like,
then you end up settling for bullshit.
Yeah, and then the disrespect come with it too. Like, no, you meet somebody, don't have to necessarily rush. Even if you rush it, just make sure you're happy, like all the way around.
And this is
don't lose yourself. You know your self esteem. Don't you just? Yeah, it's just I don't know.
And this is what I mean when I said, like, you know how. Like, when people say be open to finding love without putting pressure on yourself or others, I feel like that is a very relative statement. Because if you, I'm not saying you got pressure, like what Red was saying, like you got to put pressure on them to test to see, you know, where that limit is to see if you can withstand every or anything that will come at you. But if you are too relaxed, like you said, Lele, then you end up losing yourself. And before you know it, you're consumed by this other culture. You use your identity. This is not who you are anymore. And then before you know it, you realize that you're in a one pile of bullshit and you don't even know how to get out of it. So now you're left with a heartbreak. Now you're left with picking up the pieces and starting over because you were too relaxed when you went into this new thing and then you became complacent. Like, I don't believe that that is... the right approach when, especially if you're dating outside of your culture.
Yeah, and I feel like every relationship you step in, you must always check for that red flag. Mm-hmm. You know, is that person good with the family? If they're this, they're that, you know, that person don't have to...
My red flag. When it comes
financially, like, mm-hmm. you know, that person, you have to have a partner who have a car, who make the money. Enough to
no,
be like,
it doesn't have to be that way.
You know, it don't have to be up there, but at least somebody's working and not depending on you.
Ambitious.
You know? Yeah, like, you have to, and as long as you guys are happy mm-hmm. and nothing else, the conflict and whatever is not there, like, I mean, that's all that matters. Listen, even if you have to move far away, the whole different country, as long as you guys are happy, that,
my red flag is, if me play a Dexter Dabs, you know, and if me have to tell you what Dexter Dabs say, go on. If you have to tell her what Tanya Stevens said, me don't want it. Me say, one of my friends is total opposite of me. She said she ate Jamaican man like how Satan ate like a children. I was like, oh my God.
But I can totally understand. Like
when you've been burned,
I can be the first to tell you that Jamaican man. Like when I say Jamaican man, it doesn't mean all of them, but we're terrible. Like we grew up in a culture where womanizing mm-hmm. and gallus is a thing. So it's just like me and trying different foods or anything like that. You know. Mm-hmm. And it's just, we grew up that and we idolized it. And even myself, it took me a long time to get out of that mindset.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me, and guys, we're coming up on the hour, but, you know, as we close out, like, I feel like the biggest thing for me as a Caribbean immigrant, like living here, it's more, when it comes to dating, it's more preservation of my culture because I'm already living here. Now I go and date like, you know, an Asian person or somebody off the same ethnic background, but saying an American, you know, black guy. And then here comes this Caribbean culture that I've been trying to preserve. Now it's watered down. You know,
I got a question for you. You live in America. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a kid in America. Your kid's American. The culture's already fucked.
No, but I feel like it's just like, look at your daughter. Yes, she was born in America, but she has Jamaican parents and grandparents mm-hmm. that she's around every day.
Look at me. That's like me.
Exactly. It's not watered down. It is so preserved and embedded within her and Lele.
It doesn't always swing that way.
It does not always, but...
Just like all Jamaican men is not bad, like me.
That's true, but if your duty, which my goal is, you know, for that, because I'm all about family and preserving that culture, I stand a better chance of procreating with another Jamaican man to preserve my culture than I would with an American guy or somebody else from another culture.
It'll be different, Red, if, you know, you're full Jamaican and then you're Jamaican and then mm-hmm. become Americanized. Like, yeah, it's going to be different. Growing up, raising a child.
Well, the thing I would look at, like, when I had a Puerto Rican girlfriend is, mm-hmm. like, if we had a kid, that kid's going to be fully Jamaican. You know, I mean, you know.
But that's not fair, though.
What I'm saying, no, you can learn Spanish, but you're going to learn your culture. It's something I put in a contract. Like, I never got in bed or in...
Contract, you go.
Yes, sir. You know, I ain't signed a terrible contract. It's something. I have a simple rule. Okay. It's set at that Chili's table. Anything I go on, I let it... I don't hold back. I let it be known straight up front. Like, I'm not hiding.
Right.
So that's part of the contract.
I mean that's fair.
Like I've been on dating girls like, yo, I want 2 bags a month. I'm like, yeah, I love that shit. I'm that guy. You know what happened? Never heard back from me. The 2 bag a month. That's what I look like.
You look like the sugar daddy.
I mean, other people want other things too. That's just the reality of life.
But you know, I don't know. Well, Lele, as we close out this hour, Lele, let's hear your final stance on it. Are you for or against dating outside your culture? And if you are for it, do you think that these advice are helpful or beneficial to our listeners who are probably struggling with, you know, dating outside their culture or want to be more open to dating outside their culture?
I mean, it's always good to be open-minded with different cultures. Mm-hmm. As long as, you know, you guys are 50-50, there is happiness, you know, all that whole foundation thing. Just as you with somebody with your own culture and whatever. Mm-hmm. But me, I love my Jamaican body sweet me.
And for you, Red, are you for it, against it? Do you think
I'm going to give you a prime example, the best way I know how to do.
Okay.
This is my stepmom. She's fully American. And my father's Jamaican. So they made it work for 28 years and they have a kid together. Okay. So it's possible.
Okay. So what about you? Are you for it?
I'm for it.
Okay. For me, I mean, I'm not knocking anybody who is for it, but like Lele said, like, there's nothing to me like my Jamaican men. I mean, as much as I've experienced hurt from dating Jamaican men before, but I don't think anybody could understand the nuances or better assist in, you know, like, me no go date American, a white Caucasian guy. No, me if you go talk to you about slavery, me if you go talk to you about all of these stuff, like, it's not gonna happen. The resentment, yeah. You know, like, it's just too much unnecessary pressure. Unless, like, we lock eye across the room through some crowd and we just connect and can't move, it's not worth it for me.
This white Jamaicans do so.
No, I'm talking not nationality, but more ethnicity, right? But yeah, but yeah, we hear a lot of people say, "I'm so sick and tired of these Jamaican men or these Caribbean men." But
you always go right back to them.
Home is where the heart is. We need somebody who can't rock out to Barry's putting up a resistance.
Why you taking the shot?
Say what?
You taking the shot.
Shot. You hear me say it? Stop at next stuff.
What? Why make y'all eat those boxes, Griffin?
Yes, but I mean, all fun and joke aside, though, I personally have never dated outside my culture. No, I wouldn't say that. I did try dating an American guy before, and obviously I'm not dating him anymore, so we see how that went. But I don't know. I feel like I've had enough experience. Yeah, we're still on the hour. I feel like I've had enough experience, like Lele said, to say it's not for me. I'm gonna stick to the evil I know. I believe there could be one out there. But guys, that is all the time we have tonight. It has been a great episode. I hope you all have appreciated our stories. And if you are out there and you're trying to date outside your culture, I hope that you think about being more open and stop putting, you know, all this pressure on yourself and your partner. Try to be as patient as you can. Try to communicate, find different ways to communicate. Try to, you know, see where your values and your expectation line up as far as, you know, long distance relationship goes. If you're willing to make that move versus, you know, they're willing to make that move. But just give it your all. Like Lele and Red said, you know, everybody's different, but it can work. There are stories, there are great success stories, and there are great failures. So, to each its own, but...
Yeah, I know.
Guys, do not forget to like, subscribe, share this with your cousin, with your auntie, with your Asian or Haitian or Bayesian boyfriend. You know, just do the do, and we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Look, come on.